From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Vladimir Putin has declared a nationwide day of mourning Monday for the 92 people, including a popular military choir, on board the plane that crashed into the Black Sea Sunday. People laid flowers outside the Alexandrov Ensemble Hall in Moscow on Sunday to pay tribute to some of its members who were killed in the early morning plane crash. A musician said the plane crash was very terrible and that artists and cultural workers and intellectuals alike are mourning the deaths. Their deaths are a great loss to Russia. The Defense Ministry said the plane crashed after taking off from the resort town of Sochi, bound for an airbase in Syria. Mr. Putin has ordered a detailed investigation into the cause of the crash. The Palestinian Authority is hosting crowds of visitors for the Christmas celebration in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. Robert Berger is on the scene, and he filed this report for VOA in Bethlehem.
Thousands of pilgrims from around the world flocked to Manger Square here in Bethlehem to celebrate Christmas. There were long lines at the ancient Church of the Nativity as the faithful waited to visit the grotto where tradition says Jesus was born. But in a turbulent Middle East beset by wars and terrorism, the little town of Bethlehem enjoyed a peaceful Christmas. Robert Berger, Bethlehem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is voicing outrage at a UN Security Council vote calling for an end to further settlement activity in the occupied territories, saying he ordered his government to withhold millions from five institutions. This is VOA News. Continuing with Mr. Netanyahu, he called the U.S. abstention and the resolution itself shameful and said he looks forward to working with the new and coming administration.
I'm encouraged by the statements of our friends in the United States, Republicans and Democrats alike. They understand how reckless and destructive this UN resolution was. They understand that the Western Wall isn't occupied territory. I look forward to working with those friends and with the new administration when it takes office next month.
In response to the resolution, Netanyahu also recalled Israel's ambassadors to New Zealand and Senegal, two of the resolution's four sponsors, and suspended Israeli aid programs to the West African nation. Parts of the Philippines are reeling from a powerful typhoon that made landfall Sunday. Weather Service in Manila says Typhoon Noctin, with gusts of 235 kilometers per hour, struck Sunday evening on a remote island. Tens of thousands of residents have been evacuated from coastal regions where forecasters are warning about possible flooding and landslides. Noctin is expected to reach densely populated areas of the Philippines, including the capital Manila, in the coming hours through Monday. Officials have lifted a tsunami warning issued earlier Sunday after a powerful earthquake struck southern Chile. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. A tsunami watch, however, remains in place. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 7.6 magnitude quake was centered 40 kilometers southwest of Chile's sparsely populated southern coast. Chile's National Emergency Service chief is urging residents of Los Lagos region to evacuate and go to higher ground as a precaution so far. He said about 4,000 people have heeded the warning. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he intends to dissolve his charitable foundation, which is currently under investigation in New York State, in an effort to avoid any conflicts of interest before he takes office in January. But a spokeswoman for the Attorney General's office told Reuters news agency the president-elect cannot shutter the Donald J. Trump Foundation while the investigation is ongoing. In October, the New York Attorney General ordered Trump's charitable foundation to immediately stop soliciting contributions because it was not registered in the state to seek public donations. And authorities in Cameroon say a suicide bomber apparently targeting a religious site on Christmas Day killed two civilians in the northern region of the country, often hit by Boko Haram jihadists from Nigeria. The governor of the far northern region told AFP at least three people, including the bomber, died and five injured. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.